我们今天来继续我们来学习这个约翰一书哈。
So we continue the first John.
我小学有一个非常要好的同学哈。
I have a very good friend when I was in my elementary school.
我们小学就是同学。
So we were classmates for many years.
那到了中学还是同学。
And we became a classmate in junior high.
到了高中也是同学。
And we were a classmate in high school.
那因为我们两家住得很近哈。
Because we live very close.
所以我们呢，上学我们两个人是一起走路去学校。
We always walk to school together.
所以你知道我们关系是非常好的。
So we were very close.
所以呢，不但我知道他里的家里的人，他也知道我家里的人。
So he knows my family and know his family as well.
不过呢，我有三个姐姐。
But I have three sisters.
他对我的三个姐姐都是分不清楚的。
But he could not tell them apart.
每次就管这个大姐叫二姐
And I call my older sister as the second sister.
管那二姐叫三姐
And the second one is the third sister.
所以呢，有一次我就问她，我说我这三个姐姐其实长得都不一样的。
So I told him that my three sisters, they look not alike at all.
不是像有的那姐妹长得非常像，
你很难分。Not like some sisters they look like.
而且她们脾气秉性说话的声音我觉得很容易区分的吧。
And their personality voice is very easy to distinguish.
我就问他，我说你为什么老分不清呢
？Why you cannot tell them apart？
他说，你这三个姐姐对你来说呢，都是三个是不一样的。
Yeah, those three sisters to you are different.
不过对我来说，反正都是你姐姐，都是一样的。
But for me, they are all three sisters that is the same.
所以我大概明白是他大概也懒得去分。
And he probably was too lazy to try to tell them apart.
所以我们知道。我才知道哦，你要去分辨一个人，你都需要有一点努力才可以的。
And sometimes you need to make some effort to recognize someone.
所以我们在这个世界上要分辨我们的环境。
And sometimes we need to distinguish our environment.
所以要用不同的方法去判断哦，这个环境是什么，那个环境是怎么样。
We need to use different methods to tell them apart.
其实我们从这个婴儿刚出生的时候，有看见。他就开始分辨环境。
And we can tell the infants that how they distinguish the environment.
但是呢，他不能动，也没有别的办法。他唯一的办法，你就发现婴儿什么东西都吃的哈。
And so one way they can tell is by eating.
他什么东西都放在嘴里吃。
They put everything into their mouth.
咬一咬。
And they will bite.
因为这是他唯一可以分辨这个世界的办法。
And that's his only way can tell the world apart.
所以你会发现他。不论是可以吃的不可以吃的东西他都会放在嘴里咬一咬的。
So whether it's edible or not edible, they were always putting them out.
那么我们知道中医呢它是有这个诊断疾病的办法。
And we know some of the Chinese medicine use a different way, to diagnose.
那中医要诊断呢它是用望闻问切对不对
they use a four different ways, looking, smelling, and asking and touching.
啊，这个我们中间有中医的，应该比我清楚哈。
So we have a Chinese medicine doctor here.
就是说，你要知道这个病人的情况，你要花这个精力啊，用各种不同的方法怎么样去判断。
In order to diagnose the problem, you need to use a different way to find out.
所以，同样，我们今天如果要分辨一个属灵的事情
，And similarly, the spiritual perception.
也需要我们付出一定的努力才可以。
We need a certain effort.
也是需要有一定的方法。
And we need a special method.
今天我们就继续看约翰一书。
We can continue the first John.
这个部分呢是在上帝是光的这个启示之下。
It's under the revelation that God is light.
所以约翰告诉我们上帝是光。
And John said God is light.
然后他先后讨论了基督徒怎么样与神相交
He does discuss the fellowship with God.
然后又讲了基督徒怎么样与信徒彼此的相交
And how the believer fellowship with each other.
那在这一段经文里约翰就提醒我们妨碍与上帝相交的两个因素
And he reminded us there's two factors will hinder our fellowship with God.
一个是世界另外一个就是异端
One is a world, the other one's a heresy.
所以基督徒当有属灵分辨的能力
We need to have a spiritual discernment.
我们可以区分说什么是世界的
So we can distinguish what is secular.
什么是属神的
And what is godly.
而且在真理方面我们也得分得清楚哪些是真理哪些是伪冒的
And we need to tell what is false and what is true.
好，那现在我们就来看我们今天的经文。
And let's look at the passage today.
我们所看的经文就在约翰一书的第二章。
Is in the First John chapter two.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开约翰一书第二章。
Please open your Bible in First John chapter two.
我们在后面的桌子上应该有一些中文的圣经，如果你没有带圣经或者没有电子版的，可以去啊拿那个圣经来。
If you do not have it, we have several Bibles available in the back.
约翰一书第二章，我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen will speak, read in, Chinese, I will read English.
我们先来看十二节啊。
Let's start with verse 12.
小子们呐，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。
I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name.
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
I write to your father because you have known him who is from the beginning.
少年人呐，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
I write to you, young man, because you have overcome the evil one.
小子们呐，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
I write to you, dear children, because you have known the father.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
And I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning.
少年人呐，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
I write to you, young man, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And do not love the world or anything in the world.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从神来的，乃是从世界来的。
For everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has done, come not from the Father, but from the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world and its desire passed away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
小子们呐，如今是末时了。你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了，从此我们就知道如今是末时了。
Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is now how we know it is the last hour.
他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的，若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去显明都不是属我们的。
They went out from us. They did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But they are going showing that none of them belong to us.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
But you have anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth.
我写信给你们，不是因你们不知道真理，正是因为你们知道，并且知道没有虚谎是从真理出来的。
I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth.
谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认识耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督。
Who is a liar? It is a man who denied that Jesus is Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denied the Father and the Son.
凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
No one who denies the Son has a father. Whatever acknowledges the Son has a father also.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在主里面，就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
See, what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does,You also will remain in the Son and the Father.
主所应许我们的就是永生。
And this is what he promised us, even eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
I'm writing this thing to you about those who are trying to lead you astray.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Whereas for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as this anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, no counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him.
Okay, 感谢主，他赐给我们话语。
And thank you, the Lord, that gives us the word.
所以这个经文大概可以分四部分。
We can separate to four parts.
那十二到十四节是作者给出了他写作这封信的六重目的。
And so there's a sixth purpose in the verse 12 to 14.
十五到十七节是提醒我们不要爱世界。
And 15 to 17 remind us not to love the world.
十八到二十三节是要我们学会怎么样去识别敌基督。
And to recognize Antichrist in verse 18 to 23.
二十四到二十七节是叮嘱信徒要心存真道。
And 24 to 27 to remind us that exhort believer to hold on the truth in our hearts.
而且这个重复了五次。
And he actually repeated five times.
在十四节就讲到。
And in verse 14,
要把真道存在心里。
And you need to remind his words in us.
在二十四节、二十七节分别又讲了两次。
And in verse 24, 27, repeated two more times.
因此，这就是这段经文的中心思想。
So this is central idea of this passage.
那么信徒怎么样去克服干扰而持守真道呢？这是这个约翰要在这段经文里所要跟我们讨论。
So how believers overcome all kind of interference and hold on to the truth is what John is going to discuss in this passage.
那首先呢，约翰这个借着写信，他讲了有六重目的哈。
And through this letter, he talked about six purpose.
他讲到小子们呐、啊、父老们呐、啊、少年人呐、啊。
And he repeated the young man, the father, and those titles.
这是一种排列组合的方式。
That structure is a repeat arrangement.
但是呢，并不是说他讲的这个只是适合于少年人而已。
And it's not only to those one he addressed to.
应该是适合于所有的人。
It applied to everyone.
他重申了。我们要持守真道，你持守的内容是什么？
And once you're born again, what do you need to hold on to the truth?
第一个就说我们的罪得赦免。
The first one is that the sin has been forgiven.
第二个就说我们要认识基督。
Second, you need to know Christ.
第三个他讲到说要胜，我们已经胜过了撒旦。
Third is overcome Satan.
那么第四个说我们要认识父神。
And know the God the Father.
那第五个我们讲到这第五个的话在第十四节实际上是跟第二个是一样的啊。
And say, so the first one is the same as the second one.
那第六个在也是在第十四节实际上也是跟第三个是相同的。
And so the fifth one is the same as the third one in verse 14.
所以本质上只有三个这样的目的。
So actually there's only three purpose here.
就是罪得赦免认识基督和父神。第三个就是胜过撒旦。
And so the first one is the forgiveness of sin and know Christ and the Father and overcome the Satan.
所以这个结构排列出来，其实重点讲的就是中间这个，我们要认识基督。
And so the main focus is talk about knowing Christ.
这是我们持守真理的关键。
And this is how we need to hold on the truth. That's the main point.
所以我们第一个阻碍我们去持守真理的，这里面。啊，在十五节，约翰您讲了，就是爱世界。
So the first is the hindrance to keep the truth is loving the world.
不过这里讲到爱世界，我们应该知道，这个并不是指的我们这个物质的世界。
And so here, love the world does not mean the material world.
也不是指这个世界里面所住的人。
It's not talk for the people living in the world.
乃是指这个世界所崇拜的啊，所推崇的这个。价值观
and actually refer to a world view.
所以我们常常说这个有三观嘛，叫世界观、价值观跟人生观，对不对？
And very often we talk about three views: world view, values, and outlook on life.
所以这些观念会推着我们，牵着我们的鼻子跟他走。
And those view will lead us to do things.
使我们忘记了神。
And lead us to forgive God.
所以对此。约翰讲得非常清楚。
So the John say clearly here.
所以在第十五节他就讲人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面。
So in 15 you talk about if someone who loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以人若爱世界爱父的心 就不在他里面。
If someone loved the world, the love of a God Father is not in him.
我想这里讲的再清楚不过了。
And it cannot be clear enough.
那么具体什么是爱世界呢？
But what is love the world?
所以约翰这里列出了三个方面的啊这个内容。
And so John actually lists three things.
第一个就是肉体的情欲。
And the first one talks about craving of sinful man.
在第十六节第后面又讲到眼目的情欲
and the lust of his eyes
还有什么就是今生的骄傲
and boasting what he has and does
我想约翰总结的非常好哈
and the summary was excellent
这大概就是概括了我们现今所有的这个世界上对我们的啊这个诱惑力哈
and so it included everything that the temptation we have in this world
所以如果大家记得当初在伊甸园所发生的事情
So if you remember what happened to the Garden of Eden
那么在那个智慧树底下亚当跟夏娃、啊、
And under the fruit tree of the knowledge
那么那个夏娃看见那个智慧树的果子她首先是觉得怎么样悦人眼目对不对
And so when she saw the fruits it was really pleasing to her eyes
这个是什么眼目的情欲
So why is that? That's a lust of the eyes
然后看他又甚是喜爱哈
She really really love it
肉体的情欲对不对
So why is a craving of a sinful man
看见就想吃哈
And once you see it, you want to eat it
尤其是说你不让我吃哈
And especially when you say you cannot have it
不知道吃完了那个味道是如何哈
And if someone got to try, you want to know the taste
最后还说吃了之后他可以得到什么得到智慧
And so once you eat it, you will gain wisdom.
这个是什么
Why is it?
今生的骄傲
So that talk about is the boasting of the pride.
至今人类还是同样的光景
And with similar, the nowadays we have same issues.
我们觉得我们有智慧
We think we have a wisdom.
不需要神
We don't need God.
所以事情很多就是一团糟
So it make a mess.
所以这里讲这三方面依然今天适用我们
And those three things still apply nowadays.
我们所遇到的诱惑不过就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
So the temptation we're facing is to talk about sinful men and our eyes and our boasting and the pride.
以前有一个姐妹跟我分享她自己的一个感受哈。
And so one sister shared how she felt.
她呢，先生是做医生的，儿科医生。
And her husband is a pediatrician.
那么在纽约做儿科医生做的还很不错哈。
And he was doing very successfully as a pediatrician.
你知道他的收入也很好吗
So has a very good income.
不过他们一直都生活很简朴的。
But then they live a very simple life.
哎，就是他住的房子啊，什么生活都蛮简朴。
And so everything their lifestyle is pretty simple.
不过做医生，他常常会跟这个他这个同样做医生的人去一起有一些这个聚会啊干什么的哈
And so they as a doctor very often they have a social activity with other doctors
有一次他就被邀请去参加朋友的一个聚会哈
And so one time they were invited by a friend to a social gathering
他到人家里那个房子是在半山坡上的哈
And so they went to their house it was located in the middle of the mountain
而是这个可以面对这个 Hudson River 哈
And you can overlook the Hudson River
他去了他一看说真喜欢
And she really loved it
她非常喜欢
Loved it a lot
喜欢的下一个想法是什么我也想要这样的房子
So next thought was that I want a house just like that
不过很快她就知道哦，这个是什么眼目的情欲
Quickly that she realized that it was a lust of the eyes
为什么我也要一个
Why do I need it
今生的骄傲
Because it's a pride
我可以显给别人看的
I can show off to others
所以这个姐妹跟我分享这见证我就说哦，其实我们每个人也有这种情况，对不对？
So、when,
我们看到一好的东西，哎呀，真好，我也想要、啊。
And this is very common among all of us. When we see something good, we want it as well.
所以这些东西都是难免，我们都会遇得到。
It's inevitable.
那么可能有人说，这世界上有好多好的东西啊。
But people might say there's a lot of good thing in the world.
不是世界的东西都邪恶，为什么不可以爱呢？哈，
And、
不可以喜欢呢
？Not everything is evil. Why can't we have it?
或者说不可以拥有
？And we own it.
其实不是这样，圣经不是说我们不可以拥有。
The Bible does not say you cannot have it.
也并是不是世界上所有的东西都是邪恶。
And not everything in the world is evil.
但是很多的时候，我们把这个东西的功用给它颠倒。
But we have to reverse the function of those things.
结果呢，就取代了神。
That replaced God.
就比如说是工作哈。
And just like our job.
那我们每个人有工作是要发挥我们的这个智慧跟才干哈。
And so the word is that to we can show is the creativity and our talents.
哎，我们可以得到满足。
And so we can get the satisfaction.
而且我们可以怎么样养家糊口。
And we can provide the family.
但是呢，你可以把这个东西变本末倒置。
But you can reverse that situation.
所以有人就变成了工作狂哈。
And some people become a workaholic.
因为工作变成他所有的一切哈。
And work becomes his main goal.
工作可以变成他的神。
And the work becomes his God.
我们可以有一个营生哈，有一个这样的生意。
Yeah, we can have a business.
但是有些人就会把这个生意投入很多哈。
And but some people invest all their energy into their business.
那个生意变成了他一个敛聚钱财的一个手段了。
And that is a way for him to keep collecting the wealth.
你忘记了神。
And totally forgot about God.
远离了神。
And left God.
这个就是我们的问题。
And this is our problem.
实际上很多世界上的事情并不一定是邪恶的。
And not a lot of things are evil in this world.
其实包括吃饭穿衣都是一样。
And the same thing when we eat and we dress.
任何一件都可能会把我们的注意力从耶稣基督的身上挪开。
Anything can keep our focus on God.
但是基督徒呢，就是必须要过一个以基督为核心的生活。
But the Christian must live a life centered on Christ.
好，我们现在来看第二个阻碍。
And let's look at the second hindrance.
第二个阻碍呢，就是异端邪说的引诱。
And second one talk about hindrance that astray from heresy.
那么约翰就提醒我们敌基督会出现。
And he reminded us the Antichrist is going to appear.
那他会引诱信徒怎么样偏离正轨，步入歧途。
And Antichrist will let believes astray.
这个敌基督是模仿基督的。
He's imitating of Christ.
他仿佛跟基督一样。
He almost look like Christ.
那这里面我们看到第十九节就特别讲到敌基督的描述。
And talk about verse 19, talk about description antichrist.
我们看到这个节经文有很多对称哈。
And there's a lot of symmetrical structure here.
说这敌基督是从我们中间出去。
And first talk about he went out from us.
却不是属于我们。
But do not belong to us.
若是属于我们。
If they belong to us,
就仍必与我们同在。
He will still remain with us.
他们出去
when he went out,
显然不是属于我们。
He does not belong to us.
所以这是约翰写作的非常一个非常一个有效的方法。
And this is a very effective way to describe.
用简单的重复，反过来说，再倒过来说，正面的说，这样的来强调。
He used a different way to explain.
所以他告诉我们，敌基督可能是出于教会的。
And you talk about Antichrist, maybe he's coming from church.
但是他最终是什么？是反对基督的。
But he's Antichrist.
所以谈到异端的话，异端呢多半是从耶稣这个身份上开始发生问题。
And so usually when the heresy started with identity of Christ.
而耶稣的这个身份呢，正是我们基督教信仰的核心。
But the identity of Jesus is the core of Christian belief.
也是我们辨别异端的一个关键。
It's also the key to our identification of heresy.
我们知道耶稣是完全的人，又是完全的神。
Jesus is a perfect man and a perfect God.
所以他的神性跟人性呢，既不分割也不混淆。
His divinity and humanity are neither separated nor confused.
乃是一种完美的融合。
And it's a perfectly integrated.
所以在这个世界上，除了他，没有第二个。
And so beside him, there's not a second one.
所以很难理解。
It's very hard to understand.
所以就出现了很多这种各种各样的说法。
So there's so many different ways.
那犹太人认为耶稣是先知嘛。
And so Jews believe that Jesus was a prophet.
那他否认耶稣的神性。
And they deny his divinity.
那当时的新约写的希腊人呢，希腊人他们相信神是很多，他敬拜很多的神。
And Greek believe that they believe in many gods, so they believe Jesus was God.
你告诉他耶稣是神，他容易接受。
And he can accept Jesus was God.
但是他想到人性，他可能就，他就不一定能接受。
But Greek actually deny that Jesus is humanity.
所以很多的异端就是从这个地方做文章的。
And so a lot of heresies start from Jesus' identity.
所以这个异端呢，不但是在使徒约翰的那个时代就有哈。
And it happens during apostle time.
那么在我们现今这个时代依然存在的。
It still exists nowadays.
这个 就威胁着这个正统的基督教信仰的这个生存。
It's really threatened the lifehood of true Christianity.
所以在教会的历史上，这两类的异端都出现过。
And so those two different kinds continue to exist.
那在最近这个时代呢，更多的是我们是多的是比较否定耶稣的神性的东西。
And nowadays is more that deny God's divinity.
那1985年，他有成立这些个叫耶稣研究会哈。
And so in 1985 there was a Jesus research.
他准备研究什么？研究这个耶稣的历史史实性的问题。
And so he's a historical truth.
那么他旨在就是否定这个耶稣的神性哈。
And basically try to deny that he's a divinity.
否定那些神迹哈。
And deny the miracles.
那最明显的就是2003年呢，哈佛的大学的一个教授，他叫这个丹布朗哈。
And the most famous one in 2003, there was a Harvard professor Dan Brown.
他出了一本书，就叫《达芬奇密码》。
And so he published a book called Da Vinci Code.
而且这个被拍成电影了，是不是
？And it became a very famous movie.
那流传很广，所以一下子很多人都知道这个事情。
And so it became very popular, so a lot of people knew immediately.
那其实呢，在1982年的，早在1982年就有一本书出来。这本书呢叫《圣血和圣杯》。
And so actually in 1982 there was a book talk about Holy Grail and the Holy Blood.
已经讲过类似的东西。
He already talked about something similar.
但是当时呢，只是在这个小的学术的圈子里面，并没有引起很多人的注意。
And it's only marketed this concept in the scholar world, and not a lot of people pay attention.
那只是到了这个布朗的时候，他就把这个怎么大众化、通俗化哈
？And so the professor Brown popularized the concept.
他以小说的方式把这个写出去哈。
And use fiction and talk about it.
其实《达芬奇密码》啊是一个幻想性的作品。
And is the is a fantasy fiction.
他就是臆想说这个耶稣是有后代的哈。
And talk about the Jesus has a more descendant.
那么他的后代就成为了后来的法国王室哈。
And so the those descendants become the French royal families.
不过这些东西都是没有什么根据的哈。
There's no basis at all.
不过他这东西畅销呢，是很迎合人们的心理哈。
And because it was so popular, because people like to read about it.
特别是那些神秘的符号哈。
And there's some mysterious signs.
哎呀，大家就哦，这个是阴谋论，大家最喜欢阴谋论了。
And so the阴谋论是。
Conspiracy
theory.
你要说美国政府有什么阴谋的话，很多人相信的。
And so if you think that talk about American has a lot of conspiracy theory,
所以
a lot of people believe it.
它这里面有些历史的人物，有些历史的事实哈。
And so there are some historical figures.
比如说像耶稣啊，摩大拉的玛利亚呀，还有达芬奇啊，这都是历史确实有这些人的。
And so there's Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, and Leonardo da Vinci. They did exist.
但是其他的人物就是虚构的，像他这个哈佛的教授啊，那个索菲亚呀、啊，还有这个巡山这个隐修会哈、啊。
But the rest are fiction.
所以都省略了。
the some of the is called priori of science.
OK， 所谓这个耶稣的这个史诗，这个历史的研究啊，我想这是打这个学术研究的旗号。实际上，他的目的是很片面的哈。
And so they call historical research on Jesus under the guise of academic research.
所以我们做基督徒，你要是去看这些东西，自己就被忽悠的不知怎么回事了。
And so if you read those kind of things, you'll be misguided.
其实关键是什么？你就是认定耶稣。
But the most important thing is to focus your eye on Jesus.
啊，最近跟个年轻人谈论，他说他去这个。圣何塞一个教会去参加敬拜哈。
And I talked to young people recently. He talked about he went to Saint Jose Church, worship.
啊，这个教会很重视圣灵哈。
And he said this church really focused on Holy Spirit.
所以从敬拜开始就是圣灵哈。
And start from worship is about focus on Holy Spirit.
到敬拜完了还是圣灵哈。
And to your end of it, still focus on Holy Spirit.
没有耶稣。
But don't talk about Jesus.
这就有问题了。
And there's something wrong.
你想的这个对不对哈？
You just think about it, this is right.
你知道圣灵的工作是什么？
But what is the work of Holy Spirit?
他给耶稣做见证的。
He's to testify Jesus Christ.
他是被父神所差来的。
The Father sent him.
他是被耶稣所差来的。
And sent by Jesus.
他不是要高举自己、荣耀自己的。
And the Holy Spirit does not want to lift up himself.
他是荣耀父神、见证基督的。
And to glorify God the Father and Jesus.
一个教会如果每天总是谈圣灵，他不谈耶稣的话，那是有问题了。
And if a church only talks about Holy Spirit without talking about Jesus Christ, there's something wrong.
所以我们要想根基牢固。
And we need to have a solid foundation.
必先要认定耶稣。
We have to identify Jesus.
Yeah. 所以接下来，我想约翰又提醒这个敌基督的出现的事情。
And then the third one that John remind people about the appearance of Antichrist.
这个敌基督是什么呢？
So what is Antichrist?
敌基督的意思就是敌嘛，就是敌对跟冒充的意思。
And so the word that means is oppose and all impersonation.
那么约翰也说，这个在末日的时候，这个一定会出现。
And so talk about that, it will appear during at the end time.
所以在这个十八节、十九节的时候，特别讲到这个敌基督哈。
And so in verse 18 and 19, talk about Antichrist.
所以第一个在十八节第一个敌基督出现的是单数。
And so the first time it appeared is a singular.
这说在世界末日的时候确实有这么一个人会出现。
And so talk about there's a one who will appear at the end of the world.
那他就是敌基督的敌基督这个人。
He is the Antichrist.
但是在这个人出现之前会有很多的敌基督。
But before this Antichrist finally appear, there will be many Antichrists.
所以十八节就说，现在已经有好些敌基督出来。
And it talk about now there's a lot of Antichrists already appear.
所以在那个最后那个敌基督出现之前，有很多很多这样的敌基督会出现。
Before that the Antichrist appear, there will be many Antichrists.
那到我们现在更是这样了哈。
And so nowadays we can see it.
我们已经看到很多敌基督了。
And we've seen some Antichrist.
在二十世纪，我们知道有希特勒是敌基督啊。
And we know Hitler was Antichrist.
杀了很多犹太人。
He killed so many Jews.
那斯大林也是敌基督啊。
Stalin was Antichrist.
杀了多少人啊
？And killed so many people.
但是，我们怎么样去分辨呢
？How can we distinguish?
所以，从第二十节到二十三节。他就给我们一个标准。
And so how we can distinguish in verse 20 and 23?
这个标准就是是否认识耶稣，承认耶稣基督。
So first is that do you really know Jesus Christ?
所以就是从这个上面出问题的。
And start from here.
如果承认耶稣基督的哈。
If you know Christ, Jesus Christ and accept him.
他们和上帝就会有真正的相交。
So they will have a real fellowship with God.
那否认的。则是根本就不认识神。
If you deny that, you're not knowing God at all.
所以认识耶稣是关键。
So the knowing God is a true factor.
约翰确信说，他的读者应该是知道怎么样去分辨的。
And so the John sure that his readers should know how to distinguish truth.
哪个是真理，哪个是虚谎，你们应该知道。
Now, which one's false, which is the truth?
为什么呢？在第二十节他讲，因为你们从那圣者受了恩膏。
Why? In verse 20, talk about because you have been anointed of the Holy Spirit.
所以什么是恩膏啊?
So what is anointing?
所以恩膏在这里这个词啊，希腊文的词叫 charisma 哈。
And so the Greek word is charisma.
那这里面有一个文字的游戏哈。
And it's a word game.
因为基督啊，希腊的名字叫 Christos.
A Greek word, the Christ is crystal.
所以它跟这个恩膏这个词是同样字根的哈。
It's the same root, like a anointing.
那敌基督呢是 Antichristos 哈。
So the Antichrist is Antichristal.
也是有这个同样的字根的。
Has a similar roots as well.
所以到底什么是恩膏
？So what is anointing?
我们来看圣经第二十四节跟二十七节。
And let's look at verse 24 and 27.
所以二十四节读到说，论到你们。务要将那从起初所听见的长存在心里。
So what you have heard from the beginning remains in you.
第二十七节，二十七节说，你们从主所受的恩膏长存在你们心里。
As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you.
所以我们对比二十四节跟二十七节，我们知道不知道恩膏是什么
？So now we will compare those two. Do you know what's anointing?
大家还没转过来。
I think people have not really thought about the answer yet.
你要看圣经哈， 所以你对比二十四节，常存在心里就是什么？就是勿要将那从起初所听见的，这个就是恩膏。
So that's the one you have heard from very beginning.
所以恩膏就是你们从起初所听见的。
So anointing is something you have heard from in the beginning.
就是真道。
And that is the truth.
就是神所赐给我们救赎的道理。
That is the salvation truth.
所以对于圣灵的恩膏啊，并不是说你什么会讲方言呐、啊，会有什么特别的能力出来哈。
And so when talk about anointing, not something you can speak the speaking tongue and have some kind of miracles.
而是说神给我们的能力，我们对神的话语有特别的领悟。
And so we understand God's words that we understand and take it.
而这个领悟是让我们怎么样？常常存在主里面。
And that's so we understand His word and remain in us.
因此，凭着圣灵的恩膏呢，我们就可以识别出敌基督啊。
So through the by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we can recognize what those antichrist.
那么，约翰已经警告我们说，在末日呢，必有这个敌基督会出现。
And so John already warned us that there will be antichrist appear.
而且这个敌基督呢，可以行神迹奇事的。
And those antichrist actually can perform miracles.
那么这个时候我们就要有分辨的能力了。
And now how can we have that discernment?
当有一个神迹奇事出现的时候，我们是不是能分辨这个是从神来的，还是从敌基督来的
？So there, when there are miracles, that can you tell this is from God or this is from devil?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果到外面去。听到讲座啊，什么样的聚会啊，我们就要特别的小心哈。
And so sometimes when we go outside special events, we have to be very very careful.
那么我们基督徒呢，常常也会搬家到一个新的地方，对不对
？And so Christians usually move around as well.
我们可能都会要找新的教会。
And very often we want to pick a church.
其实选择教会也是关键哈。
And choosing church is the key.
其实。有的人选择教会是看这个教会敬拜的怎么样哈。
And some people choose the church it depends on their worship.
他敬拜的水平高不高
？And do they have a high level worship?
这个有的人是说看这个教会啊，这个教堂是不是够漂亮
？And some people look the church whether it's beautiful or not.
或者说他也找说，哎呦，这个教会有没有跟我，这个同龄的人有没有伙伴哈
？And so can they find the peers that to be friend with.
其实这些都很重要。
And those are very important things.
但是其实更重要的是，这个教会是不是在教导神的话语
？The most important is this church teaching God's word.
那是不是真的在神的话语上扎根呢
？And really put God's words in, rooted in God's words.
所以这个属灵方面的因素也是相当重要的。
The spiritual aspect is extremely important.
所以我以前在南加州牧会的时候，在教会里常常会接到电话哈。
And so when I was a pastor in the Southern California, very often I received phone calls.
有的人要找教会就打电话，你们教会怎么样哈
？And so they would call us and try to find out about our church.
你们教会崇拜是传统的方式呢，还是这个现代的方式啊
？And you are more traditional or more contemporary.
哎，你们是用风琴呢，还是打鼓呢？哈。
And so do you guys use organ or do you play drums?
嗯，我说都有啊，你就来吧。
And so we have all, just come.
你就去这个专门有打鼓给年轻人的哈。
And we have a sometimes service for young people.
就是很少有人会问哈，这个属灵的根基是怎么样
？Very seldomly people ask what is the spiritual foundation of this church.
因为其实这个是最重要的东西。
Because this is the most important.
特别是你在一个团体里面，如果大家都是很渴慕神的话语啊
，especially when you're in a group, everybody eager for God's words.
那样大家的那种互相的影响、互相的追求，实际上对于一个人是非常重要的。
It's extremely that when people have this this desire for God's words.
那以前在这个Oregon 有一个年轻人，他医学院毕业，他就到了这个洛杉矶去工作哈。
And so one young man graduated from the medical school and went to Southern California to work.
所以他到了罗省的这个华人教会之后，哇，他就非常的受到影响哈。
And he was affected when he went to a Los Angeles church.
因为他看到哇，这个教会不一样，因为教会有一批的年轻人都非常的热心，非常的爱主。
And so he saw the church is very different because a group of young people love the Lord.
我们每个人都会受周围的人影响。
Very often we've been influenced by others.
所以当他在这个环境中的话，他也成长很快啊。
And so when he's in the environment, he grows spiritually very fast.
所以说，我们的成长是离不开这样一个环境，这样一个土壤。
So our growth cannot be separate from this kind of environment.
所以约翰这里特别的今天提醒了我们两个影响我们在主里面持守真理的因素。
And so John reminds us the two factors that will hinder us to hold on the truth.
一个是爱世界。
One is love the world.
另外一个就是异端邪说的引诱。
And then astray from the heresy.
所以他给我们了一些秘诀。
So he gives us some secrets.
这个秘诀就是告诉我们怎么样去做识别的工作。
And so tell us how do we do discernment.
这个测验方法就是凡认耶稣基督的那必自必定是什么来自于神的。
So one way to test is that you, when you recognize Jesus is God, that's the way.
那么要想我们在信仰上可以扎根的话，
In order to be rooted in the God's truth,
我们必须要认定耶稣。
We have to that recognize God, Jesus Christ is God.
我们感谢主，我们这个华人教会是在这个中岸地区，是唯一的一个华人教会。
I want to thank the Lord, we are the only church in the Central Coast.
Chinese church.
Chinese church is the only one.
Yeah, 我想我们这个不但如此，而且我们这个在信仰上，我觉得我们教会非常注重神的话语。
We really, really emphasize God's words in this our church.
我们看重弟兄姐妹在属灵生命上的成长。
And we really emphasize the growth.
我们有相当一批的弟兄姐妹非常的爱教会，非常的爱主。
We have a group of people that really love the church, love the Lord.
那对这个神的话语非常渴慕啊。
And they're really searching for God's words.
我想这是我们教会的一个宝贵的财富。
And this is a wonderful treasure in our church.
一个很好的传统。
And this is a wonderful tradition.
我还记得我刚刚信主的那个时候，我也有找过教会的哈。
And so when I just became a Christian, I was looking for a church.
我是在弗吉尼亚那个地方读书时信主。
And I became a Christian when I was in Virginia.
那受浸了不久，我就毕业了，我就要去新泽西去工作。
Shortly after I was baptized, I was looking for a job.
到那里找哪个教会，我也没有概念。当时刚刚信主，不晓得哈。
I really didn't have a really good concept of what kind of church is good for me.
那就去了一个很大的教会哈。
I went to really a big church first.
那个教会的话，当时已经有两三千人了。
And at that time there was about 2,000 to 3,000 people.
大概现在有两三万人。
And right now maybe 20,000 to 30,000.
很大一个教会。
Very very big church.
我去不知道啊，就去了那个教会哈。
I went to that church.
那当时呢，那个牧师啊，就从这个澳大利亚请来一个讲员。
And so the pastor invited the speaker from Australia.
这个讲员呢叫庄以西杰哈。
And so that person is Ezekiel 庄。
那他是这个灵恩的哈，讲灵恩的。
And he's a charismatic preacher.
于是呢，就在这个教会之外举办了一些非常特别的聚会。
And have those special meetings.
所以好多这个教会的这个人呢，都去参加他这个灵恩的聚会啊。
And so many people from different churches attend this special meeting.
说这个聚会可以医治。
And this meeting can heal people.
然后你到里面可以得到特别的能力啊。
You receive a special power.
所以不知道真的，那有一个人去了说，哦，你这个腿啊，你腿是不齐的，一个长一个短的。
And so the one person went and they point out that your two legs are different. One's shorter, one's longer.
活了二三十年，不知道我的腿一个长一个短的。
So I lived for 20-30 years, didn't realize I have a one leg is shorter than the other.
他给他治好了。
And so healed him and completely.
好了，你现在两个腿一边长。
So now your both legs are the same length.
然后呢，你可以给祷告，你祷告的话就倒下哈。
And so if you pray, then you will fall down.
那个时候我也不太懂，反正有新鲜的刚信主我也去了哈。
And so I didn't really understand very much. It was so fresh to me, so I went.
其实我不该去的哈。
I shouldn't go.
那时候不知道嘛。
I didn't know.
他祷告，你上来就给你祷，一祷告这人就倒。
And so it was interesting. Whenever that person pray, everybody just fall down.
我不知道，我就跟神祷告说，我说这东西是什么？到底是不是你来的？我也不清楚哈。
So I start praying to God, say, "This is coming from you. That's very interesting."
我主啊，求你保守。他是真的，你愿我倒；他是假的，我就不倒。
And so if he's real, then I will fall down. But if it's not real, I will stand.
排成一排哈。
And so many people lined up.
他挨个祷告。
Everybody who
拿手一推这个，哦，倒了。
So he just pushed them, they fall down.
真倒了，后边还有一个人专门接着哈。
And so there are so many people fall down.
摁一个倒一个，摁一个倒一个。
So many people.
到我这儿他摁了。
So then when it was my turn, he
不倒。
I just did not fall.
他脸色有点不太好看。
He did not look very good.
又摁一下。
Yes.
还是不倒。
I still did not.
Forget it. 下一个。
So he just gave up, then move on to the next person.
不过讲这个见证不是让你去试啊，这个太危险了。
And what I share this with you and not ask you to try.
不就是神怜悯我，还知道我不懂的时候他保护我。
And God has mercy on me because he knew I didn't know, so protect me.
但是真的不应该把我们知道的话就不要把自己放在这样的试探当中。
But we know that, do not put yourself in those situations.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们住在洛杉矶啊，这附近呢，哎呀，这个地方啊，是在信仰方面大杂烩，什么都有的。
And so when we're living in the Southern California, the church has all kinds of stuff.
只要世界上有的，洛杉矶肯定有。
And anything in the world has it, LA has it.
所以我们真的是，不论我们将来是搬到哪里去，我们寻找教会，寻找有信仰的团体，真是求神给我们智慧啊。
And so ask God to give us wisdom no matter where we go.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words.
我们更感谢你赐给我们这个属灵的家。
We will thank you more that you have given spiritual home.
让我们在弟兄姐妹在这里可以追求生命的成长。
So we can continue pursue the growth, spiritual growth.
求主你赐给我们智慧。
Please give us the wisdom.
求主你赐给我们聪明。
And give us the wisdom.
让我们晓得我们不晓得的。
And help us to know the things we don't know.
让我们知道所不知道的。
We learn things that we didn't know before.
为的是我们在神面前存着一颗敬畏的心。
So we have the fear of the Lord.
让我们在信仰上能够扎根。
Continue to build foundation.
也让我们认定我们的救主耶稣基督。
We continue to identify you are our God.
愿主你祝福我们今天每一位听到这信息的。
Continue to bless every one of us that to hear this message.
愿你保守我们的信心，直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Continue to protect our faith until the day you come.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.